That is precisely as it should be. We are operating in 2013. This is not 1979 anymore. We are putting the interests of our people ahead of any other interests. President Robert Mugabe is saying our people need to benefit from the indigenization empowerment policy. That is exactly a step in the right direction. We expect to see that policy transform into a piece of legislation. You see, if you compare what ZANU-PF does, it is concerned about driving the welfare of our people. We have seen President Robert Mugabe acting differently and putting the interests of his people ahead of any other foreign interest.
When is this policy expected to be enforced? And would you say the company is complying?
Of course, when we have a policy which will eventually be transformed into a piece of legislation, there's no option there. There's no choice. People will simply have to follow and abide by our laws. You cannot go to America, for example, and pick and choose which law you wish to abide by. You've got to follow the laws of the land. That will become the law of the land, which will obviously stem from the larger law, which is the Indigenization Empowerment Law. We expect people to abide by that law. Anybody who chooses not to abide by that law must understand that there'll be consequences for that disregard. So we hope that that will come to fruition at some point in the nearest future.